So it's one thing then to believe the Reformed confessions and to really embrace solid historic evangelical truth, and it's another to put it in practice without adding to Scripture, adding to that belief system with ideas that you think will draw people to church, or, and maybe they will, but you've got to remember that whatever draws people to church, you've got to keep doing in order to keep them in church. And that's one of the problems we face today, is that we're trying to do what pleases men to draw people in the church. Then we're trying to relate to them sort of the way the world does, but the church can never match the world in entertainment. The church needs to be the church in order to be faithful to the Word of God, but also in order to really be used by the Holy Spirit in Him forming people into new creations before God.
If we use other means to bring people in, and the gospel is tacked on as a side show, what does that say to them? It says that we actually, this isn't as important to us as this, you know, as these other things. It kind of cheapens it, doesn't it, to say that actually, you know, this isn't the great thing we're about. We're actually about you and about things that we all enjoy outside of Christ. Isn't that something that comes across from that?
Yeah. When we contradict in practice what we teach on paper, we present people with an inconsistency which creates actually division rather than unity. And the end result is we end up trying to please man rather than to please God in worship. And when we do that, the church just goes downhill and snowballs. And because if you're willing to do this to please man when it's not recorded in Scripture, why not do another couple inches and another couple inches? And so it just constantly, there's no end to trying to please man. It constantly brings you into trouble. And that's exactly what many ministers are doing today, and other church leaders, unfortunately, because they're so desperate to get a few more people in church. Once we go down that road, what ends up happening in the end is that even the things we think we believe, by our practice, we contradict them so badly that people see our inconsistency, and there's not a living vitality, a warm, godly, experiential reality of vital Christian living in that church. And when that is missing, the powerful witness of a living church, where the minister himself, where his life is a transcript of his sermons, and there's consistency in him between what he is in the pulpit and what he is among the people. And same thing with the elders, same thing with the deacons, same thing with God's people in the church. When that's missing, the church will run out of steam, and people will see it for what it is, and eventually it'll dissipate, or it'll just be a social club in the end.